Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is on the harmonic structure of sound, and that we might all find that conglomeration of frequencies, not just one frequency, but a conglomeration of frequencies that is our divine template of perfection. That's our intention for today's show. But before we get started, I want to tell you about some things happening at the school. First, we've got our open house on January 10th. We're going to be going through how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. That's Sunday, January 10th from 1 to 6 p.m. We'll be doing a lot of heart-opening sound meditations and also putting people on the sound table all day. You can play with all the instruments in our Sound of Love store. We've got a lot of crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, full range of sound healing instruments. And it's really, even if you're not interested in classes, it's a really, really fun time. You're welcome to come just to get vibrated into bliss. And then also we've got a sound healing silent retreat at my house here in the Marin Headlands, which is unbelievable. The view, I'm sitting here now looking over the entrance to the Golden Gate Bridge, and there's a ship sailing through. It's just spectacular here. We're in completely out in the National Golden Gate National Park, out by Rodeo Beach. There's deer around all the time. There's hawks, all types of amazing birds. There's 50 seals right over the edge of the cliff here. And so we're going to be doing the retreat here. We'll do some sound, and I'll play some sound to get people in the zone, and then we'll do silence for about 3 hours. Then I'll do some more sound. We'll do silence, and we'll go out in nature and listen for the sounds there. So it's a two-day retreat. Everybody has to stay at the place here, and it's food is included, and it's $488 for the 2 days, including lodging already included. So that's January 23rd and 24th. Also here at the house is a four-day sound healing retreat, March 11th to the 14th. Also includes lodging and meals, although you don't have to stay here for that one. And that's how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And we'll be going out in nature, listening and working with the nature sound, as well as doing some toning in some of the bunkers and tunnels around here, which are really fun to tone in. And so if you're interested in either one of those, you can find it on our site, soundhealingcenter.com/retreat, or there's a link to it on every page for soundhealingcenter.com. So you don't have to put in this. Oh, it's /retreat.html, actually. We also have our next semester starting on January 19th for both the sound healing program and the audio recording program. The sound healing program is the certificate, which is the first semester of the degree program if you wanted to continue. And that's three nights a week. We've got about 12 different instructors, so we go through a full range of perspectives on how sound affects us physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It's really a profound program. We do a lot of practice on each other. You get to use all the equipment in the store. It's a beautiful space we have in San Francisco here. We also do that same program online starting January 5th, in case you can't make it out here. And it works really well. We do it with live instructors or by video if you can't make every class. That's Tuesday and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m. San Francisco time. And Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. San Francisco time. But again, you can watch the videos if you can't make the live classes. So that's the online version. We've got the sound, the audio production program also starting actually January 20th. And at the Institute, that's a couple of days a week. And you learn how to run Pro Tools and or any other program that you're interested in. And we also teach you recording, mixing, producing, full range of how to create sound healing music or music that includes sound healing concepts that will make your music more powerful. And let's see, we also have that online starting in January. And it works really well. You can see the screen, you can hear what we're mixing. And that's an 11-week program for to get you underway, or 22 weeks if you want to get a full certificate in sound healing audio production. So you can find all this information at soundhealingcenter.com, or give me a call at 415-777-2486, or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. We also have the store at the center. As I mentioned, we've got about 60 crystal bowls, normal frosted bowls, and alchemy bowls with different metals and crystals and elements embedded in the bowls. We also have a full range of Tibetan bowls. We've got the crystal harp, which is a crystal tubes that are quite unbelievably sounding. We've got like sansulas, which are like a little thumb organ. And we've got, we've got so much there. We've got drums, we've got rattles, we've got shakers, we've got tingshas, we've got pyramids made of crystals. I mean, full range of really cool stuff, including didgeridoos as well. And we also have all the technologies. We've got the sound tables, the sound lounges, which are unbelievably powerful. And those will vibrate you into bliss really, really well. And we've got voice analysis software. We've got scalar wave devices that will take you into another dimension that are really powerful. I mean, check it out at soundoflove.com, soundoflove.com. We also have gift certificates if you're wanting to give a gift certificate as well at the last minute here. But we can also ship things out on Monday. Probably get things to you in time anyway, if you're wanting to do something for Christmas. We also have gift certificates for our treatments. You can give somebody a treatment where they find their soul note, where they do voice analysis. You can have a treatment with Emmanuel, who does voice healing. It's been really successful with many types of issues. We've got, at least that's what the people say. And so we've got that happening as well. The other thing I want to tell you about is our Sound Healing Research Foundation. We've gotten completely approved now by the IRS for our nonprofit 501c3 nonprofit corporation for researching sound healing. And we've got a lot of different projects that we've got in line to work on. The first project is probably the most important of all. And all of these projects we're accepting donations now for as well. And especially if you want to donate before the end of the year. So the first project is to research every single frequency in the body, from cells to organs to every part of the body, finding the frequencies that are the natural frequency of health for that part of the body. It's well known that if you find the frequency of any part of the body, it will actually resonate it into health, because a part of the body is healthy when it resonates, when it hums at its own frequency. So we're going to be mapping every frequency, whether it's muscles, bones, nerves, tendons, ligaments, I mean, every single part of the body. It's a really long-term project. And so we're accepting donations for that. All that information will be shared to the public for free, or $30 a year if you join the association, the Research Foundation. And so it's all going to be public domain. It's not going to be held proprietarily. So that's like probably the most important thing that can be done on this planet right now for health, for helping people heal and creating a new medicinal paradigm, you know, that will actually be very effective and also have no collateral damage like a lot of the medical system right now. So the other projects we're working on are autism. We're developing treatments for autistic kids and adults. We have a center we're working here with in Oakland, and they actually need equipment. And so we're asking for donations to actually place equipment in this autism center. They've got about 200 autistic children and adults there, mostly adults, that from all over the East Bay. And we've come up with an entire protocol of a lot of different equipment and a lot of different treatment protocols that we're going to implement into there. But they don't have any money because they're state funded. And so we're asking for donations for that. Again, this is all nonprofit and is tax deductible. We're also now going to be taking donations to put sound chairs in places that could really use them, particularly places that help people that are really needy, like rehab centers. So we're taking donations to be able to put sound chairs in rehab centers, to put sound chairs in all the autistic centers around the country and places like that. And if you have any centers that you'd like to have things donated to, we're going to have, within the next week, we'll have a form that you can fill out so you can have it posted on our site to actually get donations for a center. Again, it has to be a center that is really helping people that are really in need. We also have an ADD project we're working on to research exactly what frequencies in beta will help with autism. We already have a treatment for that, but we want to get some EEG equipment and refine that even further. We're also doing research for PTSD. And we already have a very specific protocol. We're working with a couple of PTSD centers. And so we'll be refining that as well. So those are just some of the research projects. We've got more that are listed on our site at Sound. SoundHealingResearchFoundation.com or GeneOhm, GeneOhm.com. It'll go to the Research Foundation as well. And, one other thing we'll be accepting donations for, and that is for scholarships for people to be able to take the classes that are needy, that need help. And of course, there'll be a very detailed application for people. The only thing with the foundation is you can't donate to help someone you know, like a center you know or work with, or a person you know or work with, right? That's the only thing they don't allow. It has to be donations for these foundations or companies that you're not involved with, okay? So, again, you can also call me at David at 415-777-2486 or David@SoundHealingCenter.com. Really excited about all these different research projects and ready to get underway. We've been working on the details, exactly how the money will be spent. So it's all very, very controlled by the foundation. Okay, so let's talk about the harmonic structure of sound. You know, it's often when people talk about sound healing, the first thing people say that I often hear is, oh, yeah, I hear that frequency is everything. I mean, there are frequencies for everything. There are frequencies you can heal, you know, this and that. They can heal organs, you know. There's frequencies it's the deal. But even there's a whole nother area that is a little more complex than frequencies. Actually, what it is called timbre, or it's actually just simply the tone or nature of a sound. And all sounds, just about, are made up of many frequencies, not just one, but many frequencies. And in fact, it's many frequencies that actually make the detail of all the different things there are in the universe. The main frequency is really important, and that's called the fundamental. And this can be even not only within a sound, but also within any material, any geometry, geometric structure, anything in color and light. We'll talk more about that in a bit. But it's more than just a frequency. It's a bunch of frequencies. It's the whole array of combination of harmonics or overtones that make up a sound. Now, what's interesting is these overtones, first of all, there's a lot of them. In my voice, there are, or just about anybody's voice, there are over 100 frequencies when I simply go, over 100 notes or frequencies when I simply make that one sound. It's unbelievable. 100 different frequencies. Most people go, oh, you're doing an A, right? That's the note you're singing. Well, the A is just the fundamental. There are 99 or more other frequencies in that one sound, and they're called harmonics. And the volume of those frequencies and whether and which frequencies happen to be there are what make the quality of my voice. It's called the timbre or tone of my voice. So it's the combination of harmonics. That's it. That's all there is. Sounds are made up of a bunch of harmonics, and it's those combination of harmonics that make every sound in the world, just about. There's some sounds that are actually just noise, like shh, but for the most part, everything's made of harmonics, a bunch of harmonics. So all the detail is in the particular combination of harmonics that make up a sound. Now, when you really, well, first of all, let me show you, show you some of the harmonics in my voice. So let me do overtone singing. When I do overtone singing, I'm actually resonating the harmonics in my voice to make them louder. And the way I'm doing that is by moving my tongue so that the distance between the tongue and the roof of the mouth equals the harmonics of my voice, which boosts the volume. It creates a standing wave and boosts the volume, kind of just like singing in the shower. You hit the right note and it rings really loud, right? So let me do some overtone singing. You can hear these harmonics. Hear those higher notes? Well, those higher harmonics happen to be mathematical multiples. What that means is if I'm singing an A, which is 110 hertz, for example, then all the harmonics are mathematical multiples, which means 1 times 2 times 3 times 4 times 5 times 6 times 7 times 8 times 9 times, right? So the second harmonic in my voice, let's see if I can hit it. There it is. That second harmonic is 2 times 110 if I'm singing 110. A. So that's 220. The third harmonic is going to be 3 times 110, which is 330. And then the fourth harmonic is four times, 440, and then 550, 660, 770, all the way up to 100 times, right? So, oh my God, they just keep going. And they're all mathematical multiples. And all harmonics just about in sounds are mathematical multiples. 1 times, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, 6 times. That mathematical structure is the same in the distance between the planets. The distance to Mercury from the Sun is the fundamental. Mercury to Venus is 2 times the Sun to Mercury. Venus to Earth is 3 times the Sun to Mercury. Earth to the Mars is 4 times, and so forth. It's in our solar system. It's also in the distance of electron shells around the nucleus of an atom. They get further and further apart based on 1 times, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times. It's also in the vertebrae in your back. They get heavier and heavier based on 1 times, 2 times, 3 times, 4. It's also in chemistry. The elements go up in frequency based on 1 times, 2 times, 3 times, 4. Right? It's everywhere. It's amazing. It's like in the quantum field. There's different levels of energy that go 1 times, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times. Right? And it's also, Fabian Mamon says, the auras go up based on the harmonic structure of sound. And I believe that even the chakras are most likely based on the harmonic structure of sound, which is a mathematical structure inherent in nature. It's in all sounds. Not only that, birds actually sing a scale based on the harmonic structure. And even humans actually sing a scale based on the harmonic structure when we sing a cappella. So it's everywhere. It's in the structure of every cell in our body. This mathematical structure, which is the same as the structure of sound. Right? Now, in order to tune into these harmonics even in more detail, I want you to listen to Emmanuel. Emmanuel is a guy who works on people that have cancer, and he's had really good luck. At least that's what the people say. And he does overtone singing, but he doesn't do it consciously. He goes into a state of consciousness, and they come out on their own. So let's listen to Emmanuel and listen for these higher frequencies in his voice. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the interesting thing about the harmonic structure is, you know, a lot of people, in fact, I was just talking about finding the actual frequency of each organ and each cell in the body. Well, each organ and each cell in the body is not just one frequency. They are many frequencies. I mean, for example, with the heart, there's going to be the frequency of the different muscles in the heart. There's going to be the frequency of the neurons in the heart. There's going to be the frequency of the blood in the heart. There's going to be frequency of every little part's got its own little frequency for every part of the heart, not to mention all those different cells within the heart are going to have generally similar frequencies, but still there's a lot of different types of cells in the heart as well, not to mention whatever other materials are in the heart. So, then there's the overall frequency of the heart itself, which would be the fundamental frequency, and there's the overall frequency of love for the heart. So there's a lot going on in the heart, right? I mean, you've got a lot of frequencies, and that makes up a timbre or a certain overall tone. So ultimately, what would be great is to find the exact tone, not just the frequency, but all the frequencies which make this tone up for the heart. Then we can really resonate it into harmony. Of course, we want to find the frequencies of when it's healthy, right? And we could do that for every organ in the body. So, in fact, there's this one woman I met who actually had all the different tones, not frequencies, but all the different tones for each organ. Like the liver, the tone for the liver was like, it's kind of like anger in a bit. And in fact, the tone for the kidneys were like, kind of not exactly like fear, but a little bit like fear. So she had tones mapped out for each organ, which is very cool. Now you're getting much more detailed than the home note. The home note for each organ is really important. It's more important than anything, but when you get to the fine detail of all the combination of frequencies, now you're really getting to the detail of that organ or that part of the body. Now you can also look at the harmonic structure of the entire person. You could look at the harmonic structure of the auras. So every aura, we assume, has a different frequency. Maybe one aura has even its own timbre, right? But there, Brennan says there are, seven auras, and that everyone's got its own frequency, and that would create a harmonic structure. Whether that's the same for everybody or a bit different is yet to be figured out. But there's also, that goes down into all the frequencies of the chakras. In the chakras, we've got seven chakra frequencies. That makes up a harmonic structure. Now, around here, we believe everybody has a different root chakra note, and that is your soul note. And then the frequencies go up from there. Maybe based on the harmonic structure is what I think, but it still creates a timbre of the overall harmonic. It could be possible that every person has different frequencies for each of the chakras, which would create a different harmonic structure for each of the chakras. That's really interesting when you look at that, to find the harmonic structure for the chakras. Let's actually listen to a song where not only do I actually have different frequencies for each chakra, but also I've got different sounds which are different timbres for each chakra. And each chakra in this song is about 1 minute long. So we start with the root and we go up from there. So you can hear the second chakra's got some water in it, so you hear the water sound. The third chakra's got the sound of fire in it, which sounds like crackling or distortion, but it's actually crackling fire. Then the fourth chakra's got air in it, and then the throat chakra actually has some overtone singing in it, some lot of voice. And then the third eye has a lot of tingshas and bells and chimes. And then the crown is just super high frequency. So tune in to these different timbres for each of the chakras even. And this is Chakra Star from my first Nutra Energetics CD. Thank you. So when you get down to it, there's also a timbre for our entire system. Alice Bailey says that the fundamental frequency is our soul note. We also have a note for the physical body, a note for the mental body, a note for the emotional body, and a note for the personality. So that would mean that we have a five-note chord, which makes up the timbre of who we are. And Alice Bailey says, once we actually get this down where we know the five-note chord of everybody on the planet, it will be much easier to do healing, because certain people have different things going on. Also, people have different weaknesses, have different strengths, which makes everybody different, and also explains why, or helps you to see that everybody's got their own gifts. In the second semester at the Institute, we actually find this five-note chord for everybody in the classes. It's really interesting to listen to it as well. Some chords are more dissonant, some are more harmonious. You can almost tell the person from their chord. That's, again, that chord is a harmonic structure. Then there's the harmonic structure of love. You know, a lot of people talk about the frequency of love. Well, when it comes to the frequency of love, the truth is you can bring love to any frequency. You can bring it to a high frequency. I'll do it now. Or you could bring love to a low frequency. Oh. Most people go to the mid-range when they actually express love, especially universal love. Around 250 hertz. In fact, we did a research project and found that there is a bell curve around 250 to 300 hertz when they get in the zone, and we gave them a tone generator to find the frequency of love. There's a little bit of a bell curve. Often think of personal love as a lower frequency. Right? But the fact that you can bring love to any frequency means that, makes me think that maybe love is not a frequency. Maybe love is a timbre. Maybe love is a bunch of frequencies or a tone, a certain quality of sound instead of a certain frequency. Because you could bring a particular quality of sound to every frequency. So maybe love is like, ooh, as opposed to, ah. It's definitely not, ah, right? It's more, ooh. It would be more like a warm timbre instead of an edgy timbre, something that feels more comfortable, because love is always expressed with warm timbres. It's never expressed. You normally don't say, I love you. No, it's more, I love you. So love, if it were a particular sound timbre, that would be really interesting. That makes me think, I mean, a lot of people say that our universe or our solar system is the essence of love. And our solar system is multiple planets, which make up a timbre of our solar system. In fact, I've actually taken the size of the planets for the volume of each harmonic and created a sound of our solar system, a timbre. And maybe that timbre of our solar system is love. Or there's probably, in fact, I'm sure there's a timbre of our galaxy or multiple galaxies. There's frequency for each galaxy, and multiple galaxies create a timbre. So maybe the timbre of love is multiple galaxies throughout the universe. All those harmonics are all those galaxies are harmonics. Oh my God, what a trip, huh? So maybe love is a sound, not a frequency. You know, when you go to the next level, the next level is changing timbres. And that's music. When you have changing timbres, you now have rhythm, bum, dum, dum, bum, 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 that puts you into a specific brainwave state, affects your heart rate, affects every rhythm in your body. But you also have melodies, right? And really, the deal with the flow of timbres in the body is about smooth flow. So I've come to believe that it's actually even more important than timbres are the quality of the flow of the notes or sounds. The flow. Because if you have flow that's got blockages, or static or tension, right? Then you can get sick. Every part of the body is about sounds that flow. The respiratory system, if you don't have good flow, you can get asthma. If you don't have good flow in the circulatory system, you can get a heart attack. If you don't have good flow in the digestive system, constipation. If you don't have good flow in your nervous system, you're going to be shaky. Every part of the body, including the meridians especially, is all about quality of flow. Flow that is smooth, with least resistance and no blockages, and a flow that is in alignment with source and spirit. Now, I think the thing that stops the flow can be a timbre that's screwed up, right? Because if you don't have the right combination of frequencies in an organ, if you got a little distortion or stress in any part of the body, then the flow doesn't go through that part of the body well. So getting the timbre right in the part of the body can help the flow. It's kind of like vitamin therapy. You know, if you're missing, if you got the wrong vitamin or you don't have a certain vitamin, well, you can't just take any frequency. You got to take the right combination of frequency vitamin to supplement what's missing in the body to be able to create the flow. But, you know, we've got the vitamins in our body. It's just a matter of getting the right combination. So it's interesting. If you look at it from that perspective, then vitamin therapy is not only about getting the vitamins, getting the right combination of frequencies in the particular vitamin. That's really interesting. I don't think people think about that. Of course, people do think about quality vitamins versus not so high quality vitamins. So that's kind of the same thing, right? It's interesting. It's really about combinations of frequency. Like every rock is a combination of frequencies. Every crystal is a combination of frequencies of harmonics. Every color, except the most basic colors, red, green, blue, are combinations of colors. Every molecule is a combination of atoms. So it's like H2O is two harmonics of hydrogen, one harmonic of oxygen. that makes up water. So every material is a combination of harmonics. It's not just its basic frequency, although again, that's the most important thing. And it's also the easiest to work with, is to find the basic fundamental frequency of everything. But really, it's more the harmonic structure. Then, ultimately, there's the harmonic structure of your soul. I've come to believe very strongly, for many reasons, that your soul is one pure frequency with no harmonics. Although often when people talk about the soul, they say the soul carries all information about your past lives. So in that respect, it would be a pure frequency that is the core of you, with all of the harmonics carrying all the information from your past lives of everything you've learned and every distortion or dissonance that is still present in your field as harmonics. Your soul is also connected to all of the universe. Your soul is one with the entire universe completely. Just as we are, we just forget it, right? But your soul has not forgotten. Your soul is intimately connected to all. So all information is contained when you access your soul frequency. So it's interesting, when you look at the harmonic structure, ascension, or growing more to going to a higher and higher state of consciousness over many lifetimes, is not about clearing out all the harmonics. It's about harmonizing the harmonics of your past experiences. Many psychics say those past experiences, the only thing that really matters in those harmonic memories is relationships, how well you treated people through all the relationships. One psychic I talked to said, that's all we remember. It's not how much you do for the planet. It's really more about how you treat people when you're doing those things for the planet. So when there's dissonances or unresolved songs, then that is a blockage of the flow of your soul connected to the rest of your being. And the trick is to get those blockages harmonized, which is simply, I think, seeing things in perspective, tuning in to the distortion and simply seeing it from a higher perspective, seeing it from maybe the action that you did that hurt someone, and seeing the way to do it. Because when we can visualize that path, we can reorganize the path, past in a way. And then every future action creates harmony. So now there's perfect harmony going forward, and even the past is healed. And now you end up with a beautiful sacred geometry, harmonic structure of beautiful harmony as you ascend to your highest soul potential. So it's really about finding the harmonic structure or sound that is natural in the world. In nature, it's inherent in our mind, It's a mess. But the good news is our mind is connected to Source. And as a collective, the whole of the planet is creating more and more harmony in the harmonic structure, not only of our being, but the harmonic structure of all beings on the planet that create this massive harmonic structure that is humanity on Earth and all the aspects of Earth itself, every living being and every inanimate living being, rocks, fire, earth, air, water. So may we all find that harmonic structure and learn to make it with your voice, that harmonic structure of perfection for each one of us. Imagine, be very cool to have it in your iPhone, but imagine getting it down so you can simply, anytime there's a little bump in the road, simply go, and we remember the perfection of who we are. May you remember now and hold that memory through weekend. We already remember. May it surface more and more through the week, through months ahead, years ahead. The harmonic structure of perfection forever, for lifetimes. Thanks for listening, and happy holidays.